Tomorrow, on Saturday, June 28th, KMUD will be hosting its third annual Southern Humble Pride Celebration at the Mateel Community Center. This all-ages event will take place from 1 to 9 p.m. when it becomes 18 and over until 1 a.m. For more information, I spoke with co-coordinator and former KMUD member coordinator, Dorothy Schaefer.
And tomorrow I'll hold the entrance merchandise membership table. You may have heard on the air that that's my last week at KMUD. I'm going back to Europe, so I'll be glad to see you. Come and say hello. It's going to be colorful. There's going to be some green, some pink, some purple coming out of the kitchen. Very creative stuff. And KMUD is super happy to share the space tomorrow with many local nonprofits who wanted to be here to celebrate Pride. So we're going to have Queer Humboldt as our main sponsor, but we're also going to have Black Humboldt, Soam Health, the poets of the Reflections Collective from Arcata and Eureka, the L Word. Do you guys know that Humboldt has a lesbian magazine? This is the L Word. They're going to be there. And also, you know, some jewelry makers, some painting, some clothing, everything made by our queer community. So thank you so much for everybody who's going to be here. We hope to see you there.
The all-ages portion of the event will be emceed by Sister Gaia T of the Eureka chapter of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, with speakers, poets, panels, and drag queens and kings sprinkled throughout a diverse array of live music, including R&B by Chi, Swingo Domingo with jazz, protest bangers with Harmonic Howl, ukulele comedy by Corinna Slade, punk rock opera by Hera Has a Heart, rock and roll with Redwood Revolution, and legendary folk punk band Profane Sass, whose band member Nico talks about the intersection of this year's theme, Pride is a Riot Girl.
Anti-authoritarian and inclusive, and that's part of the punk mentality, is that everyone's invited to the table and that everyone is welcome.
And some newer bands will be in attendance as well, with the newest of all being Harmonic Howl. Here's Ruby Ruth, guitarist and more for the trio.
I've come out recently-ish, and I've never been to a Pride event before, and it feels really important to me because I haven't really felt that safe to be at Pride events. What helped me when I was coming out and finding my gender identity was like taking time with myself. I know it sounds maybe a little bit cheesy, but learning how to like trust myself and my own intuition, and learning how to really understand who I am and trusting my own self and not letting other people's opinions of me get in my head, finding people that feel safe to me and being willing to let go of people who were stuck in an old story of me that served them. So just trusting that people who really support you will come in right after that.
And Beth Isbell of the band Redwood Revolution had this to say about the celebration.
We are revolutionaries of love and music, and it's important to me to play Pride shows because I'm transgender, and, you know, it's just beautiful recognition of acceptance of otherness. So it's going to be great, you know, people in costumes, food, drink, great music, you know, samba and dance and costumes everywhere. So it's going to be a fun time for, and it's for the whole family too, you know. You don't have to be gay or lesbian or whatever to come down. You can be straight as an arrow and still celebrate.
With the first part of the event being all ages, it will also feature a kids zone hosted by the Spoon Circus. I spoke to a member, Cal, to learn more.
So kids can go to the Spoon Circus to expect games and fun ways of interacting. I mean, we're really there just to facilitate play, but we're also there to teach if anybody wants to learn how to do specific props and different, like, clowning things. Anybody from 2 to 99 can show up and play.
On social media, there's been criticism that this event is open to all ages. However, Southern Humble Pride founder and former KMUD news director Lauren Schmidt created this event in response to local youth growing up in a rural community, leading to feelings of isolation without forward-facing queer representation, which is an extreme concern considering that, according to the Trevor Project, Two-Spirit LGBTQ+ young people are more than 4 times likely to face suicide than their peers, which was seen as a call to action to create this all-ages event of love and acceptance. And the Spoon Circus certainly agrees.
Especially if they are trans or gay, like, it's really important for them to see other people openly existing in that way. I feel like it would have been so important for me as a kid to be able to see that. And I just want to be able to share, like, trans joy and queer joy to any kid who really needs it in their life.
This event not only supports our vibrant local queer community, but your local community radio station, KMUD. You can find more information on that and this event at kmud.org. I've been Julian Jackson, youth and journalism intern for KMUD News.